Hello?
Mr. Tally. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey man, this is Zach. I
Yeah.
talked to your attorney yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, he told me he had talked with you.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. So, did you have any questions for me?
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Are you in Ashland?
Am I in Ashland?
Yeah.
That's where my office is, yes.
Okay. Well, the reason why I asked him that is because, the other administrator, you see, we're both administrators, so we have this right. Now he's got to sign it. And, he's in Vanderbilt. There's a way that he can sign it,
Yeah, that's
or,
nice.
yeah, or you can, or you, or I could print one out and send it to him, or something. But anyway,
No,
once he signed, huh?
I can have. Are you speaking about a family member?
Yeah, it's a family member. Yeah,
Okay.
there's about six of us. Me and
Okay.
him is the head. So all it takes
Sure.
is me and his signature. Because
Sure.
we don't have everybody else's name. Who's gonna make out the deed?
The lawyer prepares the deed, sir.
So your lawyer can prepare it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, if he do, then he's got to put all our names on it.
Sure. So the way that the record reads is that you're the only owner on record.
No, well, the whole family is the owner, but I'm
Sure.
the head. I'm the head of them. I'm the
Sure.
administrator. I'm the head administrator. I can call shots, in other words.
Sure, you're the shot caller. Got it.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, so they don't have to sign anything. You're the only person that has to just, to sign as far as we, what we can see. So when the money gets, to you after closing, you can dispense it at your pleasure.
Yeah, but that ain't how that's supposed to go, man. We can get in trouble for doing it like that. We're on the document that's in the courthouse in
Sure.
Louisa County.
Okay.
So that means that it's both our signatures have to go down.
Sure. Well, I'm telling you from a going forward standpoint, there's no one that, if you have, so you have a will, correct? Or
No,
of
that's why I'm an administrator. It's our family property, but I'm just administrator, because all this is done without a will.
Sure. Do you have the document that outlines exactly what's supposed to happen in such events?
The only thing that's supposed to happen is, see, I talked to the magistrate this morning. The only thing supposed to happen is our names are supposed to go on the deed.
Yeah.
So
Right. It
it
it's already on the deed. So
our name
basically, what will happen is your names are already on the deed because you already own it. So from this point, when the attorney does his job and does a title search, all he's going to do is prepare the deed for the new purchaser, which would be us. And all you guys do is sign it, and whatever's recorded at the courthouse, the attorney will find, and that's
All right,
why
so
we have. Go ahead.
let me ask you this. There's been a title search that was done like 2 years ago. You would still have to do one?
Yeah, but I'm
You
paying.
know?
I would absolutely, but I'm paying for the closing costs, so it's not
Oh, yeah.
anything that you have to worry about.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying that we had one too, and we could probably send you that copy. But no, You go ahead and draw up one, you know, so you can.
Okay.
Maybe,
well,
yeah.
the thing I would need first, you know, the attorney, your attorney, it said, you know, everything's fine. He's just wondering if, you know, you wanted him to represent you. So we were trying to get some clarity on that. But all we really need from you at this point is you to sign the paperwork that we sent you, and then we can do our job of, you know.
All right, so what? He had to just send you that?
Yeah, so you remember how you printed out the document? And,
yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So if you can go back in to that email, and I can resend it to you if you need me to, but it should allow you to sign it, so that way we can give it to your attorney.
I've already signed it and gave it to your attorney.
Okay, so you already signed it?
Oh, yeah, I've already signed it. I did it the same day I printed it out.
Okay, well, let me give him a call. I didn't realize that you signed it. Okay. So would you mind giving him a call and letting him know that you want him to represent you?
Yeah. The thing that he wanted to know is that, you know, whether he do the closing or y'all do the closing. So he didn't know which one I wanted to do, you know, so.
Sure.
You know, I could tell him that y'all are going to do the closing, you know, so
yeah,
now he can.
But
you know,
let him know you want him to represent you, and
yeah,
that we're going to handle the closing as far as the buyer side.
Okay.
So, you want me to?
So all he's really doing is handling me as a seller. You know, that's basically all he's doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have his number? You have his number, I imagine, right?
Yeah, I have his number. No, I mean, you got his number too, don't you? I mean, you called
yeah.
him, didn't you?
Yeah, but he's just waiting on your word.
So I have to call him a little bit later, because right now he's probably in court and all that,
exactly.
You know.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. Do you want to just shoot me an email or shoot him and I an email, you know, saying that, you know, you can do that either or. You don't have to call him if you don't want to, but if you've already signed it, we need to sign it now.
All right, so I could tell his secretary to email it to you.
Yep. Okay, would you mind doing that for me, and then we can go forward?
Okay.
All right. Do you want to, you're going to give her a call? You got the number?
And, you know, and don't forget now, I'm doing this without both of our names not being on the document, you know. So somewhere along the line, you know, we both have to be accountable.
Yeah, well, that's why he needs to send it to me. That way I can sign it as well, and he'll get it back to you.
Right. He'll get it back to me. Okay, but I'm saying the other party, I still got to put somebody else's name on there, the other administrator. We both are administrators.
Yeah, the attorney will take care of that.
Okay, that's fine.
Just call them and say, you know, let them know that you want them to represent you, and then give me a call
right.
back or, yeah, just let the secretary know.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then.
All right. Hey, and you have my number. I've called you a few times. I don't know if it's me or.
No, it's me, man. I've got your number. See, I'll be on the road. I'll be on the move. I'll be taking care of things. I'll be doing this and that and the other. Once I'm on the road, man, I don't really be talking on the phone and making calls and things.
Okay. All right.
Right now, I pulled in somewhere where I had to go in, you know,
okay.
So, and then that's when you called me, you know, so that was perfect timing, and I picked up
sure.
the phone.
When would be a better time for me to give you a call back?
Go ahead. I was going to say, but how about 5 o'clock this evening?
I'll call you right at 5, and then just, if you can, just give the secretary a call after we get off the phone, and then we'll get that.
I'm gonna call before that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't want them to shut down on me. You know, I'm gonna call before that.
Well, I appreciate you, George, and be safe on the road. I'll definitely give you a call right at 5.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, now.
Bye-bye.
Okay.